Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply twin day. Twin day. Remember in school, we had an activity where you would pick a friend of yours on a particular day called twin day, and you would dress exactly alike. You wear the same shirt, the same pants, the same shoes, the same hat. Girls were excited about twin day because it gave them an opportunity to wear their hair like their best friend wore their hair, and you would make sure that everything you had on matched. And the group that won, they would pick a winner on twin day. A group of boys or a couple of girls who won, and they would be the ones who matched most closely, who looked the most like twins. Now, in business, twin day is also important, except it's not just a day. It's a lifestyle. The more twins we can create, the better our businesses are going to be, simply because the whole goal is to make everyone on your team operate in a fashion that's very similar to yours. They're following your pattern, so the better they follow it, the better we win. Let's outline some of the key components in our twin acronym, which are the four key reasons, or the four key steps, as it were, why people should operate just like you. They're the four things you want them to do. You want them to become your twin in a certain area. Let's talk about them. The T in our twin acronym says they should all talk like you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they should all talk like you. Now, I'm not speaking of your tone or your accent or your pace or your volume. Everyone that knows me knows I am Texas, and every now and then you can detect a little of that southern twang in my communication. Well, those who are on my team, I'm not expecting my staff members, whether they're from Texas or not, to speak like I do as it relates to my accent. No, I'm expecting them to speak like me as it pertains to inspiration and confidence, enthusiasm, professionalism. I'm expecting them to speak the company culture and to also speak the knowledgeable components about the products and services that we offer. That's the same thing you're looking for, my friends. Remember, your team is going to follow your speech pattern. If negativity comes out of your mouth, expect for it to come out of the mouth of your team members. If positivity comes out of your mouth, on the other hand, expect positivity to come out of the mouth of your team. They're simply following the pattern that they're seeing and hearing from their leadership. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to make sure that the first step to building a quality team is getting them to talk like you. That means that we eliminate negativity and doubt and gossip and rumors and all those types of things from our vocabulary, never to pick them up again. We're teaching them a speech pattern. Remember when we were kids, if we said something out of line in our parents' presence, they always corrected us because it deviated from the speech they taught us. If we said something negative about somebody, or if we used profanity or whatever the case may be, they corrected us quickly and said, "That's not the way we talk around here." By the same token, my friends, you teach the way your team talks around you and away from you. Well, not only should they match the way you talk, they should also be twins with your work ethic. That's the W in our twin acronym. Yes, they should match your work ethic. They should be up early, checking emails, making phone calls, making presentations, communicating about the vision. They should have a desire to work like you. My friends, getting up early and focusing on tasks at hand is not always easy. And they have to have a pattern to follow. You know, in the traditional corporate arena or in the blue collar world of working, people go into work and they punch a clock or they log in at a particular time and they're given a list of tasks that they must complete. If they're working on an assembly line, they've got a list of responsibilities and things that they've got to do because that assembly line is going to continue to move and move and move. By the same token, talking, my friends, they've got a significant detail, specific pattern to follow every day, and they can't deviate from it. Well, we don't have an assembly line, as it were. If you're running if you're an entrepreneur, you've got your own business. No matter what that is, you may not have an assembly line to keep someone busy, but they should have a task list from you to say, here are the top tier items you want to make sure you're completing every day. If you're doing this every single day, based on the time availability they have, whether they're full-time or part-time, you craft a plan for them that gives them structure. Work ethic is easier to create when structure exists. The other thing they should do, my friends, is they should also invest like you. Yes, they should invest like you. If you create a culture, an environment where people are investing in themselves, you'll discover you've got a twin in that area. Because obviously, of course, you know people can pour money into stocks and bonds, mutual funds and CDs, but I always say the best investment is an investment in ourselves. If we invest in our mind, in our business, in our advancement, in our futures, that's what makes the greatest return, my friends. Does your team know how to invest in themselves? Look and see if they've invested in the clothing that represents who they're representing, as it were. They're on your team. Do they dress like you? Have they put the resources in to read the books and take the classes? Have they made the investment to go the extra mile? I submit to you, my friends, that if they make an investment in themselves, it will pay an incredible return. Then the final thing, my friends, they should nurture like you. Yes, give them a pattern of nurturing. Now, typically when you think of nurturing, you typically think of a parent with a child. You think of a mother who makes sure that child doesn't run across the street or doesn't play with a strange dog or doesn't go somewhere they should go. Well, by the same token, my friends, that nurturing component, the same way that coaches do with athletes, that teachers do with students, we've also got to do with our own team members and people that come to work with us. We've got to give them a great pattern to follow, an outline of success, as it were, to make sure they win every time. My friends, I challenge you to make today twin day, to make this month twin month, to make this year twin year. Get them to talk and work and invest and nurture just like you, and you'll discover you've got a twin. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply visit simplysuccess.com to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.